A young Ethiopian-born Australian man is celebrating today after winning an important court hearing that could have widespread legal and law enforcement implications. His name is Nasir Bare, and he's won the right to appeal against a decision in the Supreme Court by ensuring he can't have costs awarded against him if he loses. It relates to how police investigate themselves when claims of misconduct are brought against them. And it comes as an internal Victoria Police inquiry into racism in the force has been hearing claims of multiple failures of its internal review system by young African men who say they've been assaulted by officers. Madeline Morris has this report from Melbourne.
Nasir Bare didn't want to change the Victorian legal system. He just wanted to have his claim that he was bashed and racially abused by police officers examined by someone other than the police themselves. When Victoria's corruption watchdog refused to do it, the now 21-year-old took the case to the Supreme Court. He lost. He wanted to appeal but was worried that if he lost again, he'd have to pay full court costs to the tune of $100,000 or more. Today, in a case opposed by Victoria's Attorney General and the state's anti-corruption watchdog IBAC, the court ruled he would only have to pay a maximum of $5,000. It is, says Hugh de Kretzer of the Human Rights Law Centre, an enormously important precedent.
To our knowledge, it's the first time in a Victorian court, and particularly it's coming from the highest court in Victoria, the Victorian Court of Appeal, and it's a decision that will be highly influential across the country in public interest litigation.
Mr. de Kretzer says without protective cost orders, as they're known, it's virtually impossible for individuals to take on the legal might of corporations or government departments.
Australian courts have been typically reluctant to give these types of orders, and that's why we need reform in this area, so that individuals who are bringing public interest test cases against government agencies, against companies, don't have to fear crushing cost bills. And there's plenty of people in the legal profession who have highlighted the problem that the courts are typically inaccessible to individuals, and really it's only big business and governments that can afford to litigate. And what court orders like this do is make the courts more accessible to individuals who have very important public interest test cases to bring.
The other significance of Nasir Bare's win today relates to his original case. In limiting his potential court costs, Mr. Bare is now free to argue again that an independent body should investigate complaints about police conduct. Although this case only relates to Victorian police, Hugh de Kretzer says it will influence the rest of the country.
People around the country who are interested in ensuring effective accountability of police will be following this case because it, at its heart it's about should we have police investigating serious allegations of police misconduct or should it be taken, those investigations, should they be taken out of police hands and put in the hands of an independent, effective oversight agency?
Nasir Bare's case is particularly relevant in light of an internal Victorian police inquiry into racism, which this week took submissions from the community. Peter Seidel, the public interest law partner at Arnold Bloch Leibler Lawyers, helped compile a 150-page document which details a litany of what he says are failures of the police to properly investigate complaints made about their handling of young African men.
In our submission, we documented approximately 30 complaints that had been made to the OPI, which then the Independent Office of Police Integrity, which then referred those complaints off to Ethical Standards Department, the police effectively investigating themselves. Not one of those complaints came back substantiated.
What does that tell you about the internal police review system?
Police reviewing themselves, investigating themselves doesn't work. We've called for an independent review process in our submission. It's in the police best interest to separate investigations of other police officers from the police themselves so that there is an independent review, and at the same time there is a better understanding through training about what constitutes racial profiling, because it simply doesn't exist at the moment.
That's Hugh de Kretzer from the Human Rights Law Centre, and Madeline Morris was the reporter.